Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Great Therapy. Your session is now starting. I'm Caitlin Bristow, your host with, with the legendary Mama B. Mama Bristow.
Mama B.
Mama B.
Mama B.
Who let the dogs out?
Mama B.
Mama B. Mama B. Mama B. Mama B.
Mama B is in the house.
You are feeling it. Nice.
Nice. Okay. Alrighty then.
We're missing precious playoff hockey right now. To be up in the hotel podcasting. This is, you know what? I really took on a big job when I said I would do two podcasts a week.
You did. I have wondered how you're going to do that.
Well, you know how I do it? Wine, hotel rooms, and travel kits with podcast gear.
Check. Check.
Oh, are you going to cheer?
Check.
What? I can cheers with you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for being my little co-host with the mostest. Co-host most.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Who are you cheering for? Tampa Bay, Washington. Who you want to take the cup?
I want
to have a little Canadian moment.
To take the cup.
You do. It'd be such a sweet story, wouldn't it?
It would be a sweet story because, and there's a lot of Canadians on that team. So
sure.
I'm not being disloyal.
Sure.
But it is. It's just a story and everybody loves something like that.
Why are you always so quiet?
Am I being quiet?
Nah.
I can only hear me in one ear.
Yeah. Me, and then you can hear me in the other.
Oh.
So before we started, you said you've been, well, actually you checked your notes. You were going through some stuff. Mm-hmm. Have you been prepping for another, like, I feel like I kind of threw this out of nowhere where I'm like, hey, Mom, do you kind of want to just go upstairs and podcast with me for a second? And you were like, let me just pull out my list.
I just happen to
I'm
have.
I'm not exactly prepared.
However.
However, I have 8 confessions lined up. Does that mean you have a good confession for me?
Maybe.
I'm ready.
Oh, now?
Well, I mean, if we want to confess, we were just sitting in the room, and you'd think by the age of 30, I'm almost 33.
I know, honey.
Which is crazy. But you would think by now I would know when my period's going to come, and I would be prepared with tampons. We had this conversation before, he calls them tampons, but he's like, yeah. You're never prepared. Why? And I'm like, oh, I'm so prepared this trip. I'm always traveling. I'm always on the go. And for some reason, I always forget to pack tampons.
I can't believe it.
Tampons, sorry.
I reminded you about the tampons.
I brought all of my Advil. I am like mentally prepared to go through excruciating pain. And I forgot the most important thing, tampons.
Yeah.
So my, what?
Go ahead.
My confession is that I had to call the hotel because I don't have time to run across the street right now. I was like, do you guys have tampons? And they were like, yeah, how many do you need? And I was like, 5 super. It's not my fault. I have a heavy flow and a wide set vagina.
Oh, sorry.
It's from a movie.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's from Mean Girls. Oh. It's not my fault. I have a heavy flow and a wide set vagina. So I asked for 5 super tampons to be delivered to the room.
Right.
And when the guy just knocked at the door, I said, Mom, your tampons are here.
And then he said, have a great night.
Yeah. And you're like, bitch, you don't get it.
Get out of my face.
Okay. You have confessions.
Oh, I have a few.
Oh.
I'll start off with a low level one.
Oh, little juice.
Uh-huh. So I got a new pair of shoes. They're kind of booties. High heel ankle booties.
Mm-hmm.
They're really cute. And I tried them on and I said, they feel like I'm just wearing nothing, like fit like a glove.
Mm-hmm.
I walked around the store. I said, yep, I can walk in these.
Oh boy, you pulled a Monica.
I don't know. What's a Monica?
Go on, tell your story into the microphone and we'll figure it out.
So I know you always give me heck about when I travel, I like to wear high heels.
Yeah, I don't understand why you always want to be uncomfortable.
I don't know. I just like to feel good.
And you feel good when you're uncomfortable.
Because Rob's tall. So yeah, Rob I want to be taller.
Okay.
So I'm walking. I'm really working these boots. Then we go to the airport. I put these on. I said, I'm wearing these suckers because they are so comfy. I'm walking and walking. And as I'm walking, I'm saying, whew, my feet are hurting. Like, these do not feel as good as they did. And I am struggling to get to security. Mm-hmm. I get to security and I go to take them off and I had them on the wrong feet.
No, you didn't.
I did. I did.
What are you, two?
I was walking like a duck.
You had them on the wrong feet.
I actually had them on the wrong feet. No wonder they were hurting.
What the? How did you even manage? Are they shaped a certain way? Like, couldn't you tell just by looking
Obviously
at them?
Obviously not.
Okay, I'm laughing because there's a Friends episode where Monica buys these really expensive boots. Yeah. And Chandler, like, gives her crap for it. And then she, like, ends up needing to be carried home. But she, like, won't admit it because she really loved the boots.
And second confession?
Oh, boy. There's two.
I've done it again.
No!
Yeah, but I didn't walk far the second time.
But wait, what's going on when you put them on your feet? What is going on mentally?
I will have to show you. They kind of look the same. Like, one of these things.
Yeah, but when you put them on, do they feel... It obviously doesn't feel right.
When I put them on, it felt fine. But when you start walking, that's when the aha moment comes. The first time it didn't come till I was at security and I'd walked 2 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that was my little confession.
Oh, was that the sound effects that we do?
Yeah. There it is. And I want to tell you something else that I know everyone
what?
Is dying to know. No,
what?
No, it's not. It's okay.
What?
I remember I heard on one of your podcasts that you said that your mom has these three words that you live by. What? And you couldn't remember what they were.
What?
Yeah, to keep my youthful appearance.
Oh, moisturize.
Moisturize.
Accessorize
and exercise.
And exercise.
So now you know. Yep. Those who have been waiting for that.
I'm like, yeah, everybody I forgot.
They've been waiting.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Or no, it's not a question. It's more of a comment. No, you said to me earlier when we were having a little charcuterie board, you said, where's Rick?
I did, because I, like I'm sure other people, wonder, what happened to Rick? Where is Rick? My Rick-in-law.
Yeah. Do you feel like Rick is not me, and he's like a son-in-law to you?
Yeah, I feel like he is not you, but
well,
he's related.
I'm really glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rick, I'm not going to say yet, because we know where Rick's been. We know.
Where in the world
is Rick? Is that Canadian? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
I don't know.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Well, she didn't remember.
Where in the world interesting.
Is... It was very informative.
It was. We watched it as a family.
Carmen Sandiego.
Yep.
No, I'm pretty sure that was all over the world.
I hope so.
Anyways, where in the world is Rick?
And Donna.
No, nobody cares about Donna. Nobody cares.
Poor Donna.
I have a story. It will happen. We will all find out where Rick and Donna went. But in the meantime, if you want to keep up, or if you don't know what we're talking about right now, just go to Rick and Donna Forever on Instagram and fall in love immediately.
Oh, yeah. That's why everybody misses Rick, because he's
so relatable.
He is so relatable, and he hits your soft side.
Yeah, but is that because you feel sorry for him?
A little.
You feel a little sorry for Rick?
I feel a little sorry for him because he really likes Sean. And
he
Sean's
loves
taken.
Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, you think he loves him like that?
Maybe that's why it's not working with Donna.
Oh, I ain't mad at that idea.
Yeah, that'd be great. But he just can't have Sean.
Or can he?
Bum, bum, like, bum,
that
bum.
Would make for a great Snapchat. Okay, so coming up on the pod, we're going to talk with Ashley Iaconetti.
Oh my gosh.
AKA Ashley Icon. Just a legend in the Bachelor world.
Infamous.
I will never forget. She was on my season of The Bachelor, like with Chris Soules. Mm. And I will never forget just being like, this girl, she would make him rub her, rub her belly button ring because it was a genie or a bottle.
Was like a genie bottle. Did they air that part?
I don't know. I can't remember. But she'd be like, make three wishes. And she make him rub her belly button ring. And now she's like one of my favorite people and is so smart and successful. And just says like, I mean, she's a girl who is like obsessed with a good chick flick, a good rom-com, a good cry, a good romantic story. And she's channeled it her whole life. She has always wanted her own little rom-com and she got it.
Guess
oh,
what?
Oh, that was
a little messy.
Yeah, I think you got a little spit on the microphone. Do
I
it. It's better. But anyways, it's so funny because she finally got exactly what she has channeled her whole life, a rom-com. And I'm like, if somebody doesn't make a story, a movie about her love story.
Exactly.
We got to get this pitched to, what's that guy who makes all the romantic rom-coms? Nicholas Sparks?
Okay.
I don't know.
Or Daniel Steele could write a book about it.
Nobody who's listening to this right now has any idea who Daniel Steele is.
Mama B just dated herself.
Yeah, you did. That's like old school, like soap opera romance.
Anyhow, I believe that what you put out into the world will eventually come to you.
And that's what Ashley I did.
And that is what she did successfully.
It's so weird. Ashley and I got to be friends on The Bachelor. Then Jared was on my season of The Bachelorette. And I mean, he didn't just go a little ways. Like, he was top four.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He still is awesome.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe it's finally worked out for the two of them. And I can't wait to talk to Ashley and just see, like, you know, like, what's going on? How did this happen?
Finally.
What shifted in his brain? And I think I know the answer to that. Hey, Mom, have you heard about ThredUp?
No.
ThredUp is the largest online resale store where you could find all your favorite brands.
Oh, yes.
You know
yes,
what I'm talking about.
Yes.
For up to 90% off the estimated retail price. As I was going to say, this sounds right up your alley. You love a good deal.
Mm-hmm. I love a sale.
Shop like new items from Lululemon, Free People, Gap, North Face, and more. Plus, if you go to ThredUp.com/Vine today, you'll get an extra 25% off your first order, which is crazy to me because it's already so inexpensive.
I was going to ask you to hook me up with ThredUp.
Well, I'm hooking you up now with the code VINE.
Whoop, whoop.
ThredUp has a huge selection and they'll make it super easy to shop. You can save your sizes and favorite brands and search for exactly what you want. Every item on their site goes through a 12-point inspection process so you know what you're getting is high quality condition. ThredUp selection is always changing and they add over 1,000 items every hour.
That is so up my alley. I right hate up your alley. Going and shopping. This yeah. is perfect.
ThredUp is where you want to be, Mom. If you want the brands that you love for a deal, you need to check out ThredUp. They offer fast and free shipping on qualifying orders and easy returns. Right now, they are giving you an extra 25%, like I said, off your first order when you go to ThredUp.com/Vine. That's ThredUp.com/Vine for an extra 25% off the already super low prices.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Do you see the deals on these brands?
Of course you can. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Guys, if you like this show, then step into Heather Dubrow's world every Friday on Podcast One. Heather's talking to some fabulous guests like Queer Eye's Karamo Brown, YouTube's Mamrie Hart at Gracie Helbig, and so many more. You don't want to miss a second of it, so check out Heather Dubrow's world on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts, and also remember to rate and review.
You're listening to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
Let's call up Ashley. Oi.
Hello?
Ashley, oh, good God. Tell me. Oh, tell me everything.
Okay, wait. Do you want to get Jeremy's phone?
Do I want... What?
Is he there?
Is he there?
Do you want Jeremy's phone?
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin, oh. Jared.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh.
The famous Caitlin Bristow.
Oh, my gosh. Jared, how's it going?
It's going great. How the hell are you?
Oh, my gosh. Your little accent. Don't go falling in love again. Hey, Jared, first of all, how did you hide your accent from me for that long?
Because I'm just very good at it. I think, honestly, I don't know how I did it. I just kind of went on the show and was like, I want to speak proper language and not have Caitlin think I'm some sort of dumbass. So, like, I need to pronounce my words.
It was.
Do you think he talked differently on your season?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was so funny because for so long, like, I mean, it was a serious amount of time that you went on, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, do you have a Boston accent? And it was like, if you had a couple drinks, it would come out. Otherwise, I had no idea. And then you got a little more comfortable, and all of a sudden I was like, oh. And then I met your sister, and she was like, Jared's my brother. I can't do it, but you know what I mean. I was
Boston,
like, whoa,
my brother, Boston. Boston.
By the way, my mom's in the house.
You met Jared's sister at that date?
Yeah, at the rap battle that you were at, Ashley.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ashley, Caitlin met Shannon and Crystal on the same day.
I did.
Yeah, I know.
And
that's
Ashley
crazy.
Was there. I mean, this to...
That pretty much was my hometown.
To many people, this could be weird, but in Bachelor Nation, this is just so normal. And I couldn't be happier for the two of you. Just so you know, I honestly feel like I've called this for so long. I'm like, well, they're going to end up together at some point. And I feel like that's like when people tell me, oh, well, we knew Sean was the one from night one. I'm like, yeah, well, duh, I made it very obvious. But that's how I feel when I say you two are obviously going to end up together. Like, come on, Ashley, remember the time you called me from Bachelor in Paradise 2 and you were like, Caitlin, what the hell did you do to Jared? And I was like, what are you talking about? And it was this whole like produced moment.
But you were crying at the time.
But we were all crying. And
you were not crying.
You're right. I wasn't. I was laughing. Confused. I was laughing, but like really
like,
feeling
did
it.
I make you do this, and I'm like, no, it's my idea.
I was like, who put you up to this?
I thought you really would have answers for me. Yeah. I was such an idiot. I was just drunk, and I probably wasn't really drunk, but I was tearfully like I was.
You were emotional.
But wouldn't you say, like, I loved, okay, first of all, your guys' YouTube video about the story of us, and I mean, I honestly put it on, and I'm like, 40 minutes, you know, that's kind of aggressive, but by, like, 45 yeah. minutes, I was crying and, like, didn't want it to end, and it was the most magical thing ever. But I'm like, this is so funny, because I loved when Jared said, you know, I saw you in your element, and I saw you in this purple dress, and your high pony, and you're working hard, and all this, and I'm like, isn't that funny that... In the Bachelor world, like you do not, nobody really thrives in those situations. It actually brings out the worst in everybody. And when he saw you, he's seen you at your worst. Then he saw you at your best. And he's like, wait, I actually love her more.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. That weekend, she had me. She knew it.
Aww.
She had me that weekend.
That's,
it's about time.
We did an interview today and he was like, I fell in love with you in 2015. And I'm like, wow.
See, isn't that...
Wow, my boyfriend's got some serious issues.
Yeah,
they
but,
all do.
Hey, you know what? Most people work out their issues later in the relationship. You guys worked it out right from day one, and now it's going to be smooth sailing from here.
That's it. It can only get better.
It can really... like
definitely
that.
Definitely say that.
Yeah.
My famous last words right there. It can only get better.
That's true.
We had such on the Bachelor in Paradise, and those are honestly our hardest times.
Yeah.
For some reason, we were always drawn to each other, no matter how hard it got.
And you said
I was just obsessed the entire time, and no one knew it.
See, you put all of the blame on Ashley. Everything was like, oh, Ashley's like so into you were the whole time, and you were just being a stupid dude.
No, I was just being a stupid dick.
Yeah, exactly. A big old dick.
a dick for.
But I want to ask you guys, okay, so tell us, I mean, I really encourage everybody to watch your YouTube video because it's honestly like, yeah, if people need to make a movie out of your love story, it might even be the best Bachelor love story to date, and I have a pretty good one, so I think you beat us. I mean,
you have a great one, Caitlin.
You guys are all part of it, but you're up there. Tell us about any like silly quirks you guys already have, anything that like already drives you nuts about each other. Are you guys going to move in with each other? Are we going to see more vlogs? What's going on? Tell us everything.
After you, Ashley.
That was a lot of questions.
Oh, you start this time.
Funny quips. I don't think there's like, I mean, apparently Ashley has this thing. I start off, I always say, well, that's good, like, after every statement.
Yeah.
And that's every statement. So I'm like, oh, you know, well, I went to the gym today, and that's good. After every statement, so that's kind of a quip that she's been busting my balls about lately. I need to get Ashley caught up on a lot of the pop culture references that I've
dropped.
Like, Caitlin, as you well know, like, yeah. I quote Dumb and Dumb at her, and she's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, okay, we need to speed this up a little bit here.
Oh, do you want me to give her a crash course on, like, movie quotes and Family Guy moments?
Well, she's been doing pretty well, I'm not going to lie. Oh. And plus, like, Ashley knows a lot of movie quotes. Like, we quote Jerry Maguire a lot when Harry met Sally in Titanic. So we have our own little language sometimes, too.
Oh, that is so cute.
She is oddly an encyclopedia of movie quotes. I think better than I was, that's for sure. Especially for a girl to like be able to keep up with his interests.
Yeah.
Went to go see Avengers with me the other time. She fell asleep in the theater, but you know, she still went to the movie with me.
Well, it was the thought that counts.
The other night.
What did you do?
We almost fell asleep in Deadpool together the other night.
Okay, what are you guys doing? You don't know how to do the movies or what?
No,
we know how to do the movie.
We keep going to a 9 o'clock movie, and it's not okay for us. Nine and thirty-year-olds.
Okay,
it's killing us. We need to be in bed by like 10:30 the latest.
I totally feel that on a very deep level. Sean and I go to bed at like 8:30, and we love it. So, is that the kind of dates that you guys are doing? Just going to the movies, like regular old dates? Because I mean, you've done the Bachelor dates, so you're like, let's just go to a movie and fall asleep together. That's romantic.
Yeah, that's most of our dates. Like, most of our dates just consist of going, like, I'll go over Ashley's house and we'll watch TV with a bottle of wine and order in and just hang out in sweats.
Goals.
The best kind of dates that we have.
Yeah.
It's goals.
Goals.
But, like, we like going out to dinner every once in a while and kind of, you know, dressing ourselves up a little bit.
How did you guys keep it a secret? Like, when you were at, what is that country music festival that you guys...
That's when I thought, like, it was definitely going to be late. Jared loves PDA. I like PDA for sure. But I wasn't, like, ready to be all PDA in front of everyone and then get caught.
Yeah.
And then he...
I can't keep my hands off her.
But now we can really be as PDA obsessed as...
Oh my gosh. Are you guys just going to go there? Like, are you going to keep us updated on vlogs? Because your YouTube video was really good.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know about, like, you know,
vlogs that I've
edited like that. Unless people are really demanding it, but
hopefully
we can step up the Instagram story game like you and Sean.
Oh, I think we've stepped down. I feel like we used to be so good, and now he's like, fitness. And I'm like, I'm boring now.
Jared, you make our date nights sound boring. We have done some really cute things, like when you took me to Rhode Island, and we went to the water and we walked on those rocks.
When was that?
The rocks? Tell us about the rocks.
No, when we were in Rhode Island, like I took her to get clam cakes and chowder, which is like a Rhode Island staple.
Yeah.
And then we sat by Narragansett Beach and looked over the Atlantic Ocean and had clam cakes and chowder.
It was a good time.
Yeah, Rhode Island, you know, you gotta keep it. She had her first doughboy, which I'm shocked that she had her first doughboy.
What's a doughboy?
What's a doughboy?
Okay, maybe it's an East Coast thing. I just thought it was international, really.
What is it?
It's like just
fried bread.
Yeah, it's fried bread that's just covered in powdered sugar and like a little bit of glaze, but it's just fantastic.
Sounds delicious.
It's basically a funnel cake.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Okay, this, you guys are so cute. I just don't understand. I mean, and you guys probably don't understand either. I'm like, how did it take this long?
Thank you. The world is wanting
really
to know.
Document that entire process in the story of us, and it honestly takes 45 minutes to explain, which is one of the reasons we thought we had to do it like that.
Yeah, that's true. It really did, because it took us through every moment, and I felt like I had a little bit of closure at the end. I'm like, okay, I understand now.
I can't wait.
My mom's going to watch it. She's going to, I'm going to get her a box of tissues and she's going to watch your love story.
A tissue for my issue.
Oh, here's the big question. Are you guys going to get an ABC wedding?
Oh my God. Settle down, Brissa.
No, I can't.
Simmer down
you
now.
You know I get all fired up over this. Tell me.
Well, the thing is, if you haven't gotten one, how could we ever get one?
Well, good question, but I'm sure they will make it happen. I will not be surprised.
Now, we literally just announced our relationship, so I think for right now, we're just, Ashley and I are going to continue doing what we've been doing, which is just dating and falling more and more in love.
Aww.
And progressing our relationship to a place where we're ready for engagement and marriage and kids and all that wonderful stuff that comes from it.
Oh my gosh. Honeymoon
phase.
I want
to have kids.
You guys want to have kids?
Of course. They told me to start at 33.
Oh, wait. Where are you at now?
Yeah. I'm 30.
Oh.
So I got 3 years. Caitlin.
Okay, 3 years. Ashley, have you thought about freezing your eggs? No, I'm just kidding. We don't have to get into that.
Well, see, I definitely strongly considered it for the past year or so.
Oh.
And then Jared came around and I said, okay, well, that's nice. I'll do that.
And you're like, wow.
$15,000 on that.
Oh, there, yes.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Save a few bucks, put it towards the wedding. There you go.
Yeah.
Are your families so happy that this has all worked out for you?
Yeah, my family's ecstatic. My family from day one has always been pro Ashley. I mean, I say it in the story of us, but I remember last year, my mom picked me up from the airport, and I was back from LA, a time where I crashed at Ashley's house, and she was just asking me how Los Angeles was, and we just had a small talk conversation on my back, and then like the conversation stalled and it was silent for like 5 seconds, and then out of nowhere she was like, you know, it's not going to get any better than Ashley. And I was like, I know, Mom. I know. And so they've always, and I remember, I'll never forget my mom's face over, you know, before I went to St. Lucia and I had a heart-to-heart with her. And I was like, listen, I think, you know, I've known something for quite some time, but I'm starting to just, like, vocalize it for the first time. And I have more than friendship feelings for Ashley. And her jaw just dropped, and she was like, well, you need to tell her. I was like, I know, Mom. I'm trying to figure it out, okay?
Oh, that's so sweet.
So cute.
Oh, no. I was really hoping you would cry during this, because I'm like, I mean, you got to stay on brand, Ashley, you know? Throw a couple tears out there.
I think I'd cry about this anymore, but then Brian Higgins on my podcast yesterday, he was like, how would this Jared mean to you? And I
oh my gosh. Oh, you guys are so sweet. I honestly just feel like, well, I mean, you probably feel the same way, that it wouldn't be the same unless you had this story to tell. I know you said in the video, like, oh, if we would have left Bachelor in Paradise, like, would we still be together? Ashley's like, yeah, probably. But Jared's like, oh, yeah, totally. But I feel like totally. Just kidding.
Sure, we'd still be together.
This is what we've concluded on that front. We both think that we probably would have broken up at some point.
Yeah.
And we would have found our way back to each other. But yeah, I don't think it would have been that we had left together.
Yeah, absolutely. This is your story, and we're all just so happy. I mean, you can just tell by the internet blowing up at your relationship. Like, it's so funny to me, because Ari and Lauren, like, announced their wedding date, and they're like, okay, but Ashley and Jared.
It's crazy. We haven't been on TV together for 2 whole years.
Yeah, but
it is crazy, and it's just, like, the amount, it's insane, but, like, I think Ashley and myself, and Ashley tweeted earlier, we're just so grateful. Because I was nervous posting something, because I'm like, I don't know, you know, I don't really care what people think. At the end of the day, my feelings won't change, but I'm also nervous that, like, what if people just hate me? And then the fact that they've been so supportive throughout this entire, you know, only 24 hours, but this entire time since we've announced has been nothing short of amazing.
I know, but Jared, you try and act like you didn't have these feelings or you were a tough guy, but we all saw right through you, you little transparent son of a bitch. But yeah, I think it is. It's just so obvious, like, how much people care about you guys and see what you have. And everybody's just so happy for you. And I'm happy that you came on Grape Therapy to talk to me about this. And I just, now we can double date.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Everybody's very excited about the double dating, and so am I.
I need some Sean Booth in my life.
Yeah. Sean next Wednesday when we tape the thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call. He will not be with me.
Well,
so triple date it is. Look out, Jared and Ashley. Caitlin's gonna third wheel ya.
Tape the thing.
No, that is a weird and funny picture.
It's gonna be a great photo op. And thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to me. And my mom's here too, but she's so quiet over there. I don't even think you heard her the whole time.
I just am so happy for you because you've been like family since we first saw you, Ashley, and then you, Jared, and honestly, we're very thrilled for you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
And now I'm going to cry.
And now my mom's going to cry. Who doesn't love a good love story? My mom is actually crying.
That was so sweet. Well, you raised a wonderful, wonderful girl yourself, so you deserve a lot of credit.
Oh, my God, we are all such good people. I love it, you guys. Okay, Ashley, I will see you in like a week, and and we're gonna take so many awkward photos. Okay.
Okay.
Be fantastic.
Okay, right. You guys, love you.
Love you. Right, bye.
Bye. Oh, they're just so sweet. I'm just so happy for them. And
honestly, it is like a fairy tale.
I know, and I called it on my podcast. I called it. I said, you know what? There's still hope for you and Jared. Love Kevin, great Canadian boy. He'll find his girl. But Jared and Ashley, I are meant to be.
Everybody was rooting for them.
Yeah.
And so now it's come true.
Oh, I can't wait to attend their ABC wedding and sit in the front row and be like, where's my wedding?
Will I get invited?
To Ashley and Jared's?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm a cheerleader.
You're not you're Batch family.
I'm family, nation, family.
Hashtag Bachelor Nation.
Hashtag Mama Bee.
Oh. Mom, is healthy hair important to you?
You know, as I mature, I find I'm losing some of my hair.
Yeah. Why is that happening to me in my young age then?
Yours would be stress.
I know, but I always was like, oh my gosh, every celebrity, Kim Kardashian, every bachelor person has always talked about sugar bear hair. And I was like, yeah, right. So I got them to send me some because everyone talked about how delicious it was. Yeah. And so I got them to send me some. I've been using it for 6 months and I've noticed a difference.
I can see a difference.
Nuh-uh, really?
No, yes, because you have shown me other times where you thought your hair was thinning.
It was.
No. Okay. Give me one of those suckers.
Okay, I'm good. I'm going to let you taste one. I have it right here.
This is a blue one.
They're all blue. They taste like sweet, delicious candy made with the juice of real berries, but they contain everything you need for stronger and healthier hair. Mom, don't chew it into the microphone.
Sorry.
They have as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries, and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. Nutrients in sugar bear hair fans also found their nails and skin quality improved over time, which I have now started to notice because I've been on it for over 6 months.
I am all for that.
Isn't it delicious?
It is, and it's so easy. It's better than swallowing 5 pills.
Yeah, exactly. It tastes like candy. It's almost too good.
Can I have another one?
Nope. I only brought a certain amount for my trip to Vancouver. Go to sugarbearhair.com/vine for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/vine. Sugarbearhair.com/vine. Do you have a good joke for us to end this with?
Oh, I've got a million of them.
Okay, go. Give us one. Wow. Really captivating the audience here.
I could not bring it forward.
What?
I can't remember.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll end it with this. Mama B, Mama B, Mama, Mama, Mama B, Mama B, Mama B, Mama, Mama, Mama B. Take it away. Oh,
Grape Therapy. Your session is now.
Complete. Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Grape Therapy sponsor review for this Thursday. Thread Up, get 30% off your first order. ThreadUp.com/vine. Sugar Bear Hair, visit SugarBearHair.com/vine.
Okay, you know, I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. Trust me. You do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops, and it's spring. So, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. You can shop your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.